This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tommy Ellington bleeds out in his driveway after being shot twice. From there, the shooter breaks into Nancy and Reverend John Alford's home. The Reverend, beaten and tied to a bed, Nancy, 76, kidnapped and forced to go to a bank to withdraw money. When she and her kidnapper return home, the kidnapper sets the home on fire. Nancy Alford burned alive. The Reverend manages to escape with severe burns.
Nancy, the attackers are identified as Kevin Munn and Lester Kearney. After his arrest, Munn was also implicated in a shooting just months prior to the home invasion. Tommy Ellington was found shot to death in his driveway about a month after his wife called 911 to report a man with a gun prowling inside their home. Ellington was the owner of a John Deere dealership, and investigators believe Munn intended to pull a robbery plot on the Ellingtons, similar to what befell the Alfords. Munn agrees to a plea deal just a few months after his arrest, exchanging testimony against his accomplice for the barring of the death penalty. However, Munn was hospitalized during Kearney's trial for an overdose behind bars and did not testify. Jurors could not reach a decision on Kearney's guilt, but before he could be retried, Kearney agreed to an Alford plea and was sentenced to 13 years behind bars. Munn was never sentenced, but last week, attorneys formally entered his guilty pleas for both murders.
Kevin Munn, guilty, first-degree murder in both cases, given two life sentences. Caroline Miller and her two children shop in a Georgia Walmart. She says a man approached her asking where to find Tylenol, then tries to kidnap her two-year-old son. Mahendra Patel, 56, arrested on charges of attempted kidnapping, assault, battery. The glam mom story convinces a grand jury to indict him. Then, shocking security footage reveals it's not as it seems. In the video, Patel's briefly seen with Miller and her children who are riding in a motorized cart. But moments later, he's seen with an employee finding Tylenol in a completely different part of the store. His lawyer says he thought the child was about to fall, so he reached over to help reposition the boy on Miller's lap. Prosecutors have been asked to drop the charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A South Carolina man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing a New Mexico state trooper who stopped to help him. Jeremy Smith pleaded guilty to federal charges after shooting Officer Justin Hare on March 15, 2024, along I-40 near Tucumcari. Hare had pulled over to assist Smith with a flat tire. Moments later, Smith opened fire, then stole the patrol car. Hare, a 35-year-old father, was found fatally wounded an hour later. The weapon was stolen from a South Carolina woman, Phoenicia Machado Four, whom Smith is also accused of murdering. He drove her car across the country before being caught in Albuquerque 2 days later. U.S. Attorney Ryan Ellison called Hare a hero and said Smith left, quote, a trail of destruction. Smith still faces murder charges in South Carolina where the death penalty is possible. In the wake of a tragic shooting at Florida State University, students who previously endured the Parkland massacre are voicing strong opposition to proposed changes in Florida's gun laws. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner has more.
Just days after a deadly shooting at Florida State University, 28 students, many of whom also survived the 2018 Parkland High School massacre, have penned a letter to Governor Ron DeSantis, urging him to oppose legislation that would lower the firearm purchase age from 21 to 18. The current age restriction was enacted following the Parkland tragedy, where 17 lives were lost. Jacqueline Corin, a co-founder of March for Our Lives and one of the letter's authors, emphasized the danger of reversing this law, stating it would be unthinkable and dangerous. The recent FSU shooting involved 20-year-old student Phoenix Ickner, who used his stepmother's former service weapon to kill two individuals and injure six others near the student union. The victims included campus dining director Robert Morales and Aramark executive Tiru Chaba. Governor DeSantis and some Republican lawmakers support the proposed age reduction, arguing that individuals eligible for military service should also be allowed to purchase firearms. However, Florida Senate President Ben Alberton remains undecided, expressing the need for careful consideration and consultation with law enforcement before making a decision.
The legislative session concludes this week, leading the fate of the proposed changes uncertain.
Thanks, John. Martha Ann Overholzer, 66, travels alone on a commercial tour of the Grand Canyon's South Rim, Arizona. Reported missing when she fails to return to the bus after taking a walk near the Grand Canyon Visitor Center. Last seen at the famous lookout, Mather Point. Her cell phone's found about 3.5 miles away below the canyon rim, along Hermit Road near an area called The Abyss. The silver-haired, blue-eyed woman is 5'2", 110 pounds, wearing a long off-white coat, a gray hooded sweatshirt, and carrying a navy blue bag. If you have seen Martha Ann Overholzer, please call toll-free 888-653-0009. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.